KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's partly to mostly cloudy, 62 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today with isolated showers possible, a high of 81. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Well, two people were arrested overnight Wednesday and early this morning in Red Oak. Authorities say 46-year-old Daryl Lee Walter of Red Oak was arrested at around 9:30 p.m. on a Mills County warrant for harassment in the first degree. And 24-year-old Jeffrey Davis Matthews of Corning was arrested with assistance from Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies at around 4 a.m. for operating a vehicle without the owner's consent. Bonds for both men were set at $2,000 each. A Pottawatomie County man was arrested Wednesday in Montgomery County on an outstanding warrant stemming from 2013 for failure to appear on an original charge of operating while intoxicated. 33-year-old Benjamin Allen Franks of Council Bluffs was being held in Montgomery County Jail while awaiting an appearance in front of the magistrate. His bond was set at $5,000. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones and the City Council Wednesday evening paid tribute to a wastewater treatment plant employee who served the city for 25 years. Jones presented Ron Flory with the award, which came as a surprise to him.
You got your speech all ready and everything?
No.
Good.
Well, I saw my parents coming in.
I go back over
intervention.
So this is good.
Ron's mom, Sherry, said he actually started working for the wastewater plant through various school programs since seventh grade, so it's more like he's been a public servant for 32 years. Jones read from a statement about Flory's years of dedicated service.
I'd like to deeply thank Ron Flory for his positive attitude, boundless energy, and incredible work ethic during 25 years of dedicated service to our community 2015.
The mayor also recognized former 5th Ward councilperson Laurie Stewart, who was not present at the proceedings because she and her family have moved to Cedar Rapids. Stewart served on the council for 2 years. Her vacant position was filled by the appointment of Dick Cassidy, at least until the November general elections. Mayor Jones displayed a plaque that Stewart will receive along with the city's thanks for her service as well. And he proclaimed June 15th through the 19th as Ride SWTA Transit Week.
And a proclamation basically said, whereas Southwest Isle Transit SWTA is a public transportation system for Atlantic and the surrounding area region, and whereas SWTA provides rides to school, work, shopping, and medical appointments for the citizens of Atlantic, and whereas SWTA provided over 40,000 rides last year to the citizens of Atlantic, and whereas SWTA employs 26 staff members and drivers in the Atlantic community providing economic stimulus, and whereas National Ride Transit Week is June 15th to June 19th, 2015. Therefore, it be resolved that I, Dave Jones, Mayor of the City of Atlantic, do hereby proclaim June 15th through June 19th, 2015 as Ride SWTA Transit Week.
SWTA Transit Director Mark Lander, who joined the organization in August of last year, was present for the proclamation and recognition, and he spoke briefly about the service they provide to Atlantic and the area.
We subsidize taxi. We run the Summer Fun Bus. We provide thousands of rides each year for Cass Incorporated. And we also do Atlantic Nursing and Rehab and, you know, just various different group trips throughout the city and, you know, from Atlantic to the city for doctor's appointments and things of that nature.
In our funeral announcements, Myrtle Kenyon, age 94, of Greenfield, died Monday. Funeral services for Myrtle Kenyon will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. William Bill Beatty, age 60, of Avon, Colorado, and formerly of Atlantic, died June the 4th. Memorial services for Bill Beatty will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Vera Beebe, age 90, of Avoca, died May 16th at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Vera Beebe will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Minden United Church of Christ. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Mary Foken, age 74, of Manila and formerly of Bridgewater, died Sunday. Memorial services for Mary Foken will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Linda Anderson, age 74, of Marnie, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Linda Anderson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Lloyd Bergstrom, age 86, of Griswold, died June 11th, a memorial service for Lloyd Bergstrom will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Ralph Ridenour, age 96, of Omaha, formerly of Walnut, died June 11th in Omaha. A public interment and graveside services with full military honors for Ralph Ridenour will be Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. And Shirley Armstrong, age 78 of Cumberland, died Monday. Cremation has taken place and no services or visitation is planned for Shirley Armstrong. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.